Hi, and welcome to the Writing and Marketing Show, brought to you by author Wendy H. Jones. This show does exactly what it says on the tin. It's jam-packed with interviews, advice, hints, tips, and news to help you with the business of writing. It's all wrapped up in one lively podcast, so it's time to get on with the show. And welcome to episode 95 of the Writing and Marketing Show with author-entrepreneur Wendy H. Jones. It's a pleasure to be with you again for the 95th show. And today I'm going to be talking about how to apply for a Society of Authors grant and the grants that you can apply for from them. Because I've found that a lot of people don't know this, but more of that in a moment. First, my news. Well, I'm very, very excited to say that at long last, my seventh book in the Detective Inspector Shona McKenzie mysteries is out, and it's called Killer's Curse. And in a departure for me, as I say, I'm always there trying to innovate. So this time it is set in two places. It's set in Dundee and New Orleans in Louisiana. And this time, Shona is collaborating with her American colleagues to solve a case. And it starts off in Dundee and then eventually it moves to New Orleans. So there's something for everyone in this one. And New Orleans is such an amazing place, and I hope I've done it justice in the book. So D.I. Shona gets to trip abroad in this one. So that was an exciting project, I have to say, but I'm beside myself with excitement that it's out. It's available in ebook, it's everywhere. It's available in ebook, in paperback on Amazon, and now paperback from me, because I've now got copies. It's available from Waterstones, all the other places that you would get paperbacks, Barnes & Noble, you name it. There's a bookshop, you can get it. The bookhouse in Broughty Ferry will have copies. And I'm going to be doing various events next week. So let me explain about those to you. Next week is Brechin Book Festival. So that's on the 19th, 20th and 21st of November. Brechin Book Festival, and all roads lead to Brechin, because next week is Book Week Scotland. And I have a number of events set up for Book Week Scotland, and three of them are in Dundee, and one of them is in Brechin. So first of all, I have many authors coming up to join me next week from England, and on Wednesday, myself and five other authors will be at Costa Coffee in the Murraygate in Dundee, and we're going to be doing a book signing, and I will have copies of Killer's Curse, so if you're in Dundee, you can come and get them from there. If you're at the other side of Dundee and you're in Broughty Ferry, then there's book signings all day at the bookhouse in Broughty Ferry, and you'll be able to get signed copies of Killer's Curse there, as well as me being there with seven other authors. My, it's a busy week. Then on Friday, I'm at the Barnabas Bookshop in Dundee, which is the Christian bookshop, which is at the Friary in Tullodeff Road in Dundee in Lochee. And if you come there, I don't know if The Killer's Curse will be available there. I may have a couple of copies, but all my other books will be available. You'll be able to get books there signed by me and nine other authors. So it's exciting. Three multi-author events next week. Then Saturday and Sunday, I'll be doing talks, and I'll be interviewing people, and I'll be running a workshop, as will many other authors, at the Brechin Book Festival. So it's well worth coming to Brechin for Brechin Book Festival next weekend. So that's the 20th and the 21st of November. So that was the first exciting thing, that I've actually brought out Killer's Curse at last. The second exciting thing brings me to what I'm talking about today. Because I found out today that I have been given a Society of Authors grant to go and do some research in Antigua in the Caribbean. Now, before you think that, hey, this is a bit of a jolly, it's going to be very nice because there will be sun, and I love sun. But I am genuinely going there to do research, and it's not contemporary research. What I'm going to do is I'm going to research in naval history, in West Indies naval history, because I'm writing a series of books, as you know, about Thomas Graham, an early 19th century naval surgeon who was a Scottish chap who did his training in Scotland and joined the Royal Navy. And I'm writing a series of books based on his life. And I've actually, needed to go out there and do research because there was a bit of a gap in the information I had, and not only just research him, but I needed to research early 19th century naval history. And I'm going to be looking at the archives there. I'm going to be going to Nelson's Dockyard. I'm going to be spending time talking to local historians, and I'm going to see what island life is like and see what island life is like now and what it was like then. So I'm very, very excited that I've actually managed to get a grant to do that. So it's exciting times, really, for me as an author to be able to do that. So that leads me to what I'm going to be talking about today. But before that, I would just like to say it's a pleasure to bring you this to you every week. I really enjoy doing it, but it does take time out of my writing. If you would like to support that time, then you can do so. You can do so by going to patreon.com/WendyHJones, and you can support me for just $3 a month, which is the price of a tea or coffee a month, and I would be very grateful. If you don't want to do it on an ongoing basis, then you can go to my website, and on the first page of WendyHJones.com, on the first page there's something that you can click and you can buy me a coffee. So if you find today's podcast extremely useful and you want to thank me for that, you can do it by going to buy me a coffee, and just buy me a cup of coffee and I'd be very grateful. So that brings me on to today's show. I wanted to talk about applying for Society of Author grants, because a lot of people said two things when I said that I'd been given a grant on social media. One of it was, I didn't even know they did grants, was the first thing. And the second thing that people were saying is, how do you apply and actually get these grants? Well, they're two totally different questions. The first one is the Society. I want to talk about the Society of Authors to start with. And now, Society of Authors is an amazing organisation that actually supports authors, and they support them in a myriad of different ways. But one of the things that they do is they have a number of grants. Now, it's well worth joining the Society of Authors in the first place, because you cannot apply for these grants unless you're a Society of Authors member. Now, if you go to societyofauthors.org, you can look into membership and whether you are able to apply for membership, if you are actually eligible for membership, and there are lots of different ways you can do it. Now, they're an amazing, amazing organisation. They do a lot for authors. I'm glad I'm a member. I've had contracts vetted by them. I've been given advice from them about various different things. I had legal questions and I got answers. They're extremely, extremely helpful in the first instance. So they're well worth joining, even over and above the grants. Now, I'm surprised that people were members, didn't they know that they did grants to support authors? And they do a number of different grants. There are different ones. First of all, they administer a number of grants for authors, and they help fund works in progress and also support authors in financial difficulty. The grants for works in progress are either the Authors Foundation, the Kay Blundell Trust, the World of Books Impact Award, and then there are contingency grants, and this is for people that find themselves in hardship. And these are the Authors Contingency Fund, the Francis Head Bequest, and the P.D. James Memorial Fund. Now, if you're a member, you can find all of those out by going to the grants area of the Society of Authors. I'm going to focus on the Authors Foundation Award today, because that is what I applied for. And that was a grant for work in progress. So the Authors Foundation is actually an amazing grant. And they actually, what the Society of Authors say is, we are one of the few organisations to make grants for writers for works in progress, currently awarding over £360,000 each year. Now, that's a lot of money. And now, you're not going to get £360,000 off them, but you could get an amount of money to help you with writing time, or an amount of money to help you go and do research abroad, or go and stay somewhere to do research. Now, the application deadlines is the first thing I want to talk about. Basically, the first deadline is the 1st of February annually, and the funds are usually available in May. The second application deadline is the 1st of July, and the funds become available in October. So what you cannot do is apply for funds and then think you're going to go and do something the next month, because that's not going to happen. It takes time for the grant process to go through. I know there are a panel sits, and they need to get the panel together, and the panel make decisions on all the grants that you apply for. Now, it doesn't guarantee you a grant. You're applying for a grant. And that's the first thing that you need to remember. You're applying for a grant. You're not guaranteed it. Now, I have applied previously for a different book, and I didn't actually get the grant that I applied for then. And that is the way it is. If you do apply, and you get turned down, you're not allowed to apply in the same year. So if you are turned down when you apply in February and you're turned down in May, you cannot apply again in July. You have to wait until the following February before you can actually apply again. So that's the first foundation. That's the first stipulation. That's important. So as I say, the funding, it's given in spring and in autumn. The grants are usually between £2,000 to £3,500, and they're a maximum of £6,250. I applied for a grant, and I got the whole amount that I applied for. I'm not really going to say how much I applied for here, because I'm not sure that I'm allowed to say that. I'm not sure that I'm allowed to tell people the amount I got, but I did. So it was basically set up from donations by authors, and I'm reading this from the Society of Authors website, but I am going to talk about my experience as well. It's not just this, and it's also received contributions from authors, charitable trusts, and the Royal Literary Fund. And anybody who applies for this will also be considered for the World of Books Impact Award. So you can apply for that, and you will be able to be put in for that as well. But I got the Foundation Trust grant. There's also the Cabe Blundell Trust, and that is funds that were generously endowed by the late Kathleen Blundell, and it gives grants of up to £6,000 to British authors under the age of 40 whose work, which can be fiction or non-fiction, aims to increase social awareness. Now, I didn't fit that. For a start, I'm over 40, and secondly, my work wasn't social awareness, so I couldn't apply to that. But it might apply to you. So I'm actually going to be talking about the Authors Foundation grant. First of all, there are conditions on to apply. And again, I'm reading this out of the Society of Authors website, but I'm then going to go on and talk to you about how to apply and how you do it. Now, You can apply if you've been commissioned by a commercial British publisher to write a full-length work of fiction, poetry or non-fiction and need funding in addition to any publisher's advance for important research, travel or other general expenditure. Or you are without a contractual commitment with a publisher but have had at least one book published commercially by a British publisher of which you are the sole author, and there is a strong likelihood that your next book will be published in Britain. In both cases, you must have a non-contributory contract, either currently or for a previous publication, where you, the author, did not pay funds towards publication costs. And your application has to be made by email, and you have to attach your application to that email. And that's how it's done. So how did I do it? What was my process? Well, first of all, I was writing, to tell you what the work was, I don't know if I said, but I've actually been given to go to Antigua, just in case I forgot to say that at the very beginning. I don't think I did, but I want to make it clear. I've been given funding to go to what was the West Indies, because I'm looking at the naval history in the West Indies. And I applied for a grant for travel, for accommodation and food while I was out there, and for to actually engage a local historian, if that costs money. So I'm going to engage local historians and discuss with them, and also time to write while I'm out there. So it's research and time to write. And this is what I applied for. Now, I was writing the book, I was researching the book, and I had approached a publisher, and they said they were interested. So I said to the publisher, am I able to say that your publishing house is interested? And would you give me written confirmation of that if necessary? And they said, yes, absolutely. Say that we're extremely interested and that we're willing to back that up with written confirmation. And so I had everything in place. I had to put in some of the work in progress to show that I was working on it. I had the first few chapters written. So I made sure the next step I took was to make sure that I had that looked at by a number of people. And a number of people who knew about writing historical fiction, although this is based on a true story, a true gentleman, it is going to be a series of books, fiction books, but firmly rooted in real life. So I got people who knew about history, historical writing, and I got them to read it, and I got a lot of feedback, and I shaped the chapters I'd written based on that, because I had to attach it to my application. I then made sure that I read all the criteria of the application inside out, and I knew every single one of them, and then I jotted down notes of what I would be writing about. Now, basically for that, you had to do a number of things. So one of them was I had to obviously tell them about the work in progress. And I was very clear about what I was doing. I had to be very clear about what it was I was asking for. And I did that. I made sure. So you had to tell them, first of all, the application form. The first thing you need to do is tell them about yourself. So I told them about myself, about any other books I'd written, and any relevant biographical information. I did all of that, and I told them what it was I was doing. I told them about my work in progress. I had to tell them about the name of the publisher, if I'd received any money for this already, the names of my publisher of my previous work, so that they knew that I had a non-contributory contract. And I don't know whether they contacted the publisher or not to ask them that. I then, in here, over and above in the application form, I had to give them a very clear outline of my work in progress. I needed to do a synopsis, themes and issues I wanted to explore in that application. And I'd written a lot of notes, and I crafted that over and over to make sure that I had that absolutely perfectly bang on. I also needed to say what the type of work was, and I explained that it was a novel, but based on fact. It was so rooted on fact, which was why I needed to do that research, to make sure that it was absolutely spot on. And then I had to tell them if I'd received funding for anything else in the last 4 years. And it's very important that you're honest with this. And as I said, I needed to tell them why I was applying for this funding, why I needed it, what the funds were going to be used for, exactly what it should be doing, and why I thought it was important that my my work should receive funding. Well, this gentleman did a lot for the for Scottish medicine. He was instrumental in helping look at why cholera should be what cholera was treated. He was a Scot who lived all over the world. He had an impact on the Irish famine. He had an impact on various other places around the world. And I wanted to make sure that he was known about, because he's not known about at all. And I wanted his word, the word to get out there about him. So that was why I had to do all of that. I had to make sure it was very clear. Now, I basically, they said you could, if you wanted, attach reviews of your work. I didn't do that because it's not out yet. I've had no reviews of the work. I did do reviews of my previous works, and I put a couple in of that, but I couldn't do it of this one. And I made sure, I spent a lot of time on my application. I spent a good couple of weeks crafting it. I spent a good couple of weeks making sure it was done. I spent a good couple of months making sure that the book I was writing, the piece I was putting in, was indicative of what this work was going to be like, to prove that it was worth funding. So my takeaways from this is, first of all, you need to be a Society of Authors member. Secondly, you need to be very clear about what it is you're asking for and why. You need to be very clear about why this work should be funded and what is going to bring to the world of literature. You need to be very clear about what it is that you you want to do while you're there. It's not, I mean, I would love to think that it's a 2-week jolly in Antigua, but it's not. I will make sure that I'm going to be working extremely hard. I may be doing it in the sun, but there is a reason for it. And I'm excited about the fact I'm going, because it really will help to develop my books and make them better. It will help to bring them to life. And that's what we're talking about. You need to say that this is going to help your work be better for the reader. And that's what I want. And I'm not going to waste this. Trust me, I'm not going to waste this. I am going to be using every minute I can so that I know exactly what it would be like. I'll be researching every single aspect of life in the West Indies in the early 19th century. And I'm going to be doing it. I'm going to be spending that 2 weeks doing that as much as I can to get the information so that I've got it all, so that I've got it at my fingertips. And this is what it is. You need to be passionate about what you're doing. You need to be clear about what it is, what it's going to bring to the reader, what it's going to bring to the world of literature. And you need to be prepared for disappointment, because let's face it, I know that sounds like a lot of money that they're handing out, but there are a lot of authors. Now, the other thing is you need to be very clear about is you cannot apply for this for publication. It has to be a work that is by a publisher. Now, I know, guys, I'm a hybrid publisher. I have publishers. And I publish myself. And I can understand it from both sides of the story. If you're self-publishing and you're successful, you may want some money because you're going to bring out a book. What they don't want is this money to be used to publish a book, because they would have too many people applying. And there's only a certain amount of money, and there's an awful lot of authors out there. So I can see that it is difficult, but I can see it from the other side as well. But the rules are at the moment, if you're self-publishing the book, you cannot do it. So you need to be very clear that you have to have a publisher interested in it. So it might be worth approaching publishers and say, are you interested in this work? I could do it even though it wasn't finished, because it's narrative non-fiction, because there's going to be a lot of factual stuff in it. So publishers can make a decision on whether they think this is a work worth publishing. So I was very fortunate in that circumstance to know that I could do that. So the other thing that you need to be clear about, editors, translators and screenwriters are not eligible. Now, I don't know why that's the case. It's just for writers. I don't know whether there are other words for those people, But unfortunately, if you're an editor, a translator or a screenwriter, you cannot apply for this grant. But remember, you do not have to be going abroad to do this. It could be that you need the money. You need the money to work, to do the work and have time to do the work, have space to do the work. You do have to tell them within this why you need the money. You know, you can't be earning £900,000 a year and apply for this grant just because you think you want to. Remember, there are limited funds and it's for people that need the money to go abroad and do that. Now, you know, I'm being honest with you in saying that I did that. I told them why I needed the funds to go and do this. I obviously don't want to go into my income, but like everyone else, my income crashed during COVID, and for 2 years I was living on very little income and I wasn't eligible for any grants. So it was tough. And like everybody, you know, I got by and I'm still here. I didn't starve to death in the 2 years, but obviously, you know, I'm being honest with you today, guys, and say that it was tough the last 2 years and I needed to, you know, cut things down to the bone. So I wouldn't have been able to go and do this if I didn't get the funding. So I want to finish by saying I am extremely, extremely grateful to the Society of Authors for giving me this grant. It really does mean a lot to me because this is a gap in what I am doing. I have a lot of information about my chap, but there was a gap in what he was doing in the West Indies. So it has given me a breather. It's given me the means to fill this gap. I was very honest that there was a gap in the research, which was why I was asking for this. And you need to be honest. You need to be honest with what you're doing. You need to be honest with yourself as to why you need this funding. So I am very grateful to the Society of Authors. If anyone from the Society of Authors listens to this, thank you. I really would not have been able to do this without you. And I think the books are going to be better for it. The book that is set in the West Indies is certainly going to be a much, much better book because I've been given this opportunity. And I know it is an opportunity and I will not take it lightly. I will work my socks off in those 2 weeks to make sure that I have everything I need to make sure this book is good for the readers and worthy of the faith that the Society of Authors have put in me to be able to use this time wisely and to bring out a book that will honour the reader, honour my character and honour the Society of Authors for their faith and trust in me. So thank you once more. I hope this has helped you. I want to finish by saying that if you are thinking of applying for a Society of Authors grant, I'm happy to talk to you. I'm happy to talk you through it. I'm happy to look at any aspects of your application if you contact me. You can get me through my website, wendy@wendyhjones.com. That's my email. You can get me through my email or you can get me through my website, wendyhjones.com. And I would be happy to have a chat to you. And remember, the next window for it finishes on the 1st of February. So that's not long, really. So you may want to think about starting your application process now so that you make sure that your application is 100% bang on. And the second thing is, if you do apply and you don't get it, it's unfortunate, but remember, it's one of these things. They get a lot of people applying. And if you don't get it, apply again in a couple of years. You don't know, you might get it the next time for a different project that you need funding for. So thank you once again for listening, and I will be back again next week with another excellent show. That brings us to the end of another show. It was really good to have you on the show with me today. I'm Wendy H. Jones, and you can find me at wendyhjones.com. You can also find me on Patreon, where you can support me for as little as $3 a month, which is less than the price of a tea or coffee. You go to patreon.com/WendyHJones. I'm also Wendy H. Jones on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Pinterest. Thank you for joining me today, and I hope you found it both useful and interesting. Join me next week when I will have another cracking guest for you. Until then, have a good week and keep writing, keep reading and keep learning.